I gołąba sam star. Kitaj to nie żar, ze sungu dnia, dla nich aspiracji dansa. Kitaj to nie żar, ze sungu dnia, niech to hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia. Tulistiwa kita kabarkan berita membuka cakrawala semua bertahun durara di gelombang semesta kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Indonesia, sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia,
Indonesia
sesungguhnya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. The government supports the promotion of various domestic defense industry products, including the N-2019 Nurtanio aircraft, at the Indo Defense Expo Forum, which will be held in Jakarta on June 12, 2025. Deputy Defense Minister Doni Ermawan stated that the exhibition will provide an ideal momentum to showcase the aircraft produced by the state-owned aircraft manufacturer, Dirgantara Indonesia. Jakarta police have deployed 3,270 personnel to secure the 2026 World Cup qualifier Asian Zone Group C between Indonesia and China at the Gelora Bung Karno main stadium in Jakarta on Thursday evening. Indrardi elaborated that the security deployment aims to ensure the safety and smooth running of the match, maintaining public order and security, ensure the safety, orderliness, and smooth traffic flow. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Juta rindu ku padamu, sendiriku pun harus menikmati nyanyian sang rembulan. Engkau yang seharusnya di sisiku, engkau yang selalu ada di hayatku. Semoga kau mendengar lagu ini yang ku cipta untukmu, oh kasihku. Laguku hanya untuk dirimu, tanda cintaku padamu, oh sayang. Engkau yang seharusnya di sisiku, engkau yang selalu ada di hayatku. Semoga kau mendengar lagu ini yang ku cipta untukmu, oh kasihku. Ini laguku hanya untuk dirimu, tanda cintaku padamu.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Hello, listener. We're going to play a song titled Symphony Yang Indah, or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robbie Lea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia 1980. Symphony Yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the feeling of beautiful and harmonious love and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, Wons came with his version of Symphony Yang Indah accompanied by modern music without losing the soul of the original version. Listener, this is Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Simfoni kata hati disadari merasuk sukma kalbuku dalam hati ada satu manis lembut bisikan.
Symphony.
This evening, the Indonesian national team will face China. This is a prestigious match as the winner will have a smoother path to the World Cup. And we will discuss this matter with Bungkus Naini, the famous football commentator and journalist. Good afternoon, Bungkus. How are you?
Hello. Fine, thanks.
Okay, we will jump right into the question, sir. What are your thoughts on tonight's match? Do you think Indonesia will win?
I think this is a match that a victory is a must for our national team. This is a game which will give us a greater possibility to reach the World Cup if we take 3 points. Additional 3 points will secure Indonesia national team position to qualify for the fourth round. Even we have a chance, slightly chance, to qualify directly if in the other match Australia cannot win the match. Indeed, there is still another opportunity in the last match against Japan, but we know that playing away in Osaka will be much tougher for us because we know about the Japan quality, Japan position right now in the group. So the chances of our national team, I think, to win this game, tonight game, and qualify to the next round, to fourth round, with 3 points from China.
So it's important for us to win, Yabung.
Very important. Very, very important.
Yes, we are wishing our national team the best luck. So the next question is, if Indonesia wins, will the path to the World Cup become easier? Or is there still more to go through? Any other obstacles?
If we win, we will have 12 points. At the moment, Australia have 13 points. So if Australia take another 3 points, they will qualify as runner-up of the group. So if we win, we will have a big chance to qualify to the next round, the fourth round. It's depend on other team, of course, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and also China. But if we reach the 12 points as a barrier, we will qualify to the next round.
Okay, just the points. It's very important. And then I also want to ask, some naturalized players are absent tonight. And what is your views on this? Will it affect the team's sharpness? And I also want to know, which Indonesian player do you favor the most? Who is your ace player?
Yes, tonight we will play without 5 players, but actually there is only 3 players who play as regular player. Martin Paz in the goalkeeper position, Orat Mangun up front, and also Marcelino as the midfielder. So I think the focus point for the coach is now how to replace these 3 players. For goalkeeping position, we have Emil Audero, which I think many people know how about the quality of Audero. He played 7 years as a Serie A players in Italy, 5 seasons with Sampdoria, 1 season with Inter Milan, and another season with Como. I think with this very long experience, Audero is a very good replacement for Martin Paz, even maybe better than Martin Paz. Up front, yes, we have a problem because there are no players with the quality of Orat Mangun and Marcelino. But we have Lili Pali, a very experienced player, which has plenty of experience. He can give many more options for the coach to play with his quality. I believe that Coach Clifford maybe will give Lili Pali a chance to play, maybe not as a starter, maybe not 90 minutes, but 30 minutes or maybe 45 minutes will be enough for Lili Pali to give impact to our striking option. And the other front, we have Egy Maulana as an option to replace Marcelino, because Egy this season is very good, have very good performance in Liga 1, one of best local players, one of the top scorer in local players, yeah, one of the very productive local players. I think Egy will have a very good chance to play along with Ole Romani as a lone striker, and maybe Lili Pali or Dean James or maybe Rafael Strike. And at the other hand, we also have very young talent, very good young talent, Beckham Putra Nugraha, which can give another option for Coach Clifford to choose between more experienced Egy Maulana or young talent such as Beckham Putra Nugraha.
Okay, so there are several names. Lili Pali, Audero, also Egy Maulana and Beckham Putra Nugraha. Yeah. Yes, okay. And I want to ask, this is a very interesting question. Boom. Which Chinese player should Indonesia be most careful of, from your opinion?
I think there is no very good or maybe superstar in the China national team. They have very good players in all position, but maybe number 6, number 7, number 9 and number 10. Number 10 is their playmakers, number 10 is their striker Wang Suhei, have better qualities compared to other Chinese players, but not very special. I think Indonesia should not worry about these three players. Indonesia should focus on the game plan which is prepared by Coach Clifford. Do not afraid to these three players.
Okay, so your advice is don't be afraid. Just focus on the game plan.
Yeah.
Yes, but other than that, what is your hope for the Indonesian national team this night, tonight? I know, of course, we are wishing Indonesia to win, but other than that, maybe more specific wish for Indonesian team tonight.
The most important thing is I hope Indonesian national team can maintain their performance. We have a very good performance when we play against Bahrain in the last match. I hope Coach Clifford can maintain that performance. If we can maintain that performance, I believe Indonesia could beat China, even give a very good performance when we play against Japan, and it could be a very good future for our football, because at the moment we also have some very young talented players in this team. Not only Marcelino, we also have Beckham Putra Nugraha, we also have Sayuri Brothers and other players which could give us a more bright future.
Okay, so to maintain the performance and also make the most out of the potential that the youth, the young talent of the team have. Yes, thank you very much, Bung Kusnaini. Thank you so much for your advice and input for tonight's match. Of course, we'll be wishing Indonesia the greatest luck to match against China. You can watch again this interview on VOI Official. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We'll be right back.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone in accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tapped on the tap, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Chittamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker. In order, it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olof, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya dari ranting aren, aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah sekarang,
in the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, itu kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, jemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nata says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh.
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarilah gitu. Mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah la baba yarun. Astaghfirullah, lamban munagi. Astaghfirullah, lamban mantrog. Astaghfirullah, ayah kolektor.
Astaghfirullah, la ba'an wa'an drog. Astaghfirullah, Santos kabalaya raina.
You have just listened to Karinding rhythm entitled Low by Stikvar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Chiawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, reogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus mencarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasaku lihat awan menarik, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap, rasanya masih baru kemarin. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman bunyi ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Voice of Indonesia.